Today's guest on the Bitcoin.com news podcast is Alexander Lee, project manager at NPortverse, here to talk about NPIC Swap. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hello, Abby. Nice to meet you, and it's very good to be here.
Good to have you with us. So can you start by providing an overview of PIC Swap and, you know, the vision behind the project?
Of course. So in a nutshell, PIC Swap is our ICO platform for our token called PIC. To better understand the vision behind the project, let me refer to token economy first. So according to a token allocation, PIC Talk is mainly distributed to airdrops and sales with no coupon reserves. So by doing this, we achieve true decentralization and community-driven approach. So that is how we can provide the best ICO condition on the market. And since besides discount price of 50%, we also airdrop play tokens or PLYP as a bonus, which can be used to play the games. It can be used to trade and swap on USDT on our NPIC platform once we go live. So regarding the hybrid decentralization, on our platforms, we implemented our patented technology. It's called Split Security Key Layer 2, or we can call it state pending, if you will. So how the hybrid decentralization is achieved? We all know the concept of centralized and decentralized platform, right? So when we talk about centralization or decentralization of any platform, especially when we talk about blockchain domain, we mostly refer to vault operation. So on centralized platforms, wallets are issued by platforms, whereas on decentralized platforms, users can connect their own private wallets. So from user perspective, centralized wallet operation is more convenient and less costly, but at the same time more risky. While on decentralized platforms, users can connect their private wallets and it's more secure, it's more safe, but at the same time it's more costly due to associated gas fee. Okay, this is clear, I think. So the concept of hybrid decentralization lies in combining pros and eliminating cons of both centralized and decentralized features. It means that even though the wallets are issued on our platform, no one but you have access to your balance, and you can easily verify your real assets on blockchain. Besides this, by implementing our technology, state pending technology, we can reduce your cost for gas fee, since regardless of the number of transactions per external wallet you make a day, you only pay gas fee once. And I think it's very cool, especially when we talk about project deployed on Ethereum blockchain.
Definitely, people that had to pay the high gas fees on Ethereum would appreciate that for sure.
Yes.
So can you elaborate also on the miles achieved by the project? I saw you have acquisition of licenses in Uganda, and you also have partnership in Kenya. Can you tell us about these partnerships and how do they contribute to the project?
I should mention that we pay a lot of attention to our compliance stuff. So following our global compliance strategy, our platforms are licenses in Uganda and Kenya. And we are planning to keep enforcing our global presence by licensing in acknowledged jurisdictions. And we are really proud of our partnership with long term for a long period of time, who supported us throughout our journey and continue to do so. We continue to work on making sure we keep providing the best service on the market and offer lots of opportunities and ways to get users involved in our platforms.
And can you explain the pricing strategy behind the PIC token, specifically the pre-sale discounts and everything related to that?
Of course. So when we talk about PIC pricing strategy, we need to understand our token allocation mechanism first. So NPIC platform token PIC is 600 million once it's fully mined and will be distributed through various airdrops and ICO only. It means that no tokens are reserved by the company. And NPIC token ecosystem was recently introduced to align with blockchain casino trends for marketing, user acquisition, and expansion goals. And that's really used to shape value in the market according to our performance, actually. For this purpose, the our NPIC service will not distribute the entire ICO for marketing goals. Instead, we focus on achieving a rapid burn rate through various burn systems. That is how the nature of PIC as a dividend token is expected to secure its value, and that is how we achieve community-driven approach. And when we go live, when we go public, by going public, of course, I refer to listing our token on global cryptocurrency exchange. The market price is set as 0.1 USD. But during ICO, you can buy it with 50% discount. And underpinning all of that, we also play PIC token or PLYP, which is used as a reward token, a draw for participation in ICO. So PLYP application is to incentivize early ICO participants. So you can retrieve your ICO funds while retaining PIC tokens untouched. And just for information, as of today, actually I checked in right before our podcast, on ICO we have already raised over 400,000 USD. And once our ICO stage is over, we will go live.
So what should the user expect from an exchange listing? And how will that contribute to their user experience?
Well, in terms of overall user experience, listing on exchange proves the prospects of any project. Of course, here I'm talking about relatively big exchange, right? With good trading volume, daily trading volume, and community base. Since during the listing screening, we pass separate compliance evaluation. Also, from user perspective, listing on a cryptocurrency exchange is, besides trading opportunities, is one more way for cashing out. And I should say that in April, we are planning to list our token on one of the leading global cryptocurrency exchange, and we will announce separately. Actually, we are around on several social media channels, and you can always contact us. We are always around for a chat, and we always enjoy hearing from people. Our Telegram community is super friendly. Would love to talk to everyone. Just pop in and say hello, and we can spot you in the right direction. And we can point you to some nice little guys to get you involved and get started. We're also very active on Twitter. We have Twitter spaces on a regular basis, and we have lots of events launching on there and a lot of information regarding the things like the latest roadmap, etc., etc. Just stay tuned and we will keep you posted.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have the social media links connected in the description, so everybody that wants to follow and see when it gets listed can do that there.
Yes.
Can you give us more details about the stay pending system, right? The layer two solution, and how does that help with transparency and security?
Of course. So one of the big things we're really proud of is our patented technology. It's called Split Security Key Layer 2, or shortly speaking, S2K L2, or you can also call it stay pending actually. So simply speaking, the concept of this technology lies in verification of your actual asset on blockchain. And we call this process as synchronization. So how it works and why people need this technology. First of all, this technology enables you to verify your actual balance on blockchain, which guarantees that no one but you have access and control over your assets. Second benefit is that stay pending helps you to reduce cost for gas fee. So regardless of the number of transactions you make per external wallet per day, you will pay gas fee only once a day. Okay? And so how it works? User asset details are recorded or synchronized on Blockchain Explorer. And it's happened once a day at a designated time. And as I already mentioned before, no matter how many transactions you make per external wallet per day, you only pay gas fee once a day during synchronization or during recording on the blockchain. And if there is no change in your balance within a day, no gas fee will be charged. And also, it's important to know that in case of severe downtime, you can easily recover your wallet and safely retrieve your deposited assets through wallet recovery service. All you need to do is just enter your security key, which is provided when you sign up.
Another important aspect for you know, possible token buyers is the revenue scalability models. Can you tell us how that works, you know, and you know, token issuance and burning, how everything like that is managed within the token ecosystem?
Right, all right. It's very interesting, actually. So, looking to the ICO, what do big holders get from participation and the benefits we get prepared around those three different types of plans we have? So, we have revenue scalability A, revenue scalability B, and token burning mechanisms. And all three of them are seeing iterations moving forward to improve the user experience, to improve the platform, but also change some of the things we can do and improve them. The revenue scalability A. ICO participants will receive additional play pick tokens or PLYP via the airdrop as a bonus. They can use these tokens to play the games. They can trade and they can swap them on any pick platform after we go live. By doing this, we provide additional opportunities for investment recovery. And on top of that, I think even more excitingly is what is happening with the revenue scalability B. So NPIC offers PIC token holders additional revenue scalability by applying service revenue from NPIC. NPIC is another online casino licensed in Kenya, but conducted by the same affiliate. So right now, right at this moment in time, we are looking at token issuance and burning. PIC tokens are distributed only for ICO with no component reserves. In addition, if the company's revenue exceeds the threshold during the stage sales through the ICO, all remaining unsold tokens will be burned and the sales will be stopped. In addition, 5% of the company revenue will be continuously burned every day. And by doing this, we will secure or maintain the token price in long-term period. And we think this is a really great innovative movement from NPIC and will bring more and more people into the world of licensed online blockchain casinos via the big pathway.
Yeah, and what advantages does the introduction of the PLYP brings to the ICO participants, right, in terms of stability and value?
Yes, nice question. So I should say that PLYP token or PLYP is a reward token, a draw for participation in ICO, as I already mentioned before. Its application is to incentivize early ICO participants. So you can retrieve your ICO funds while retaining PIC tokens untouched. Just for visual example, let's check what the benefits you will get if you participate in ICO with, let's say, 1,000 USD. And just for information, there is no any minimum required amount for participation. And I take this 1,000 USD just for illustration, as an example only. So if you participate in ICO with 1,000 USD, first of all, you can buy PIC tokens via USDT or Ethereum, no problems. And when participating in ICO, as a bonus, you will receive PLYP tokens, PLYP tokens, as I mentioned before. So PIC token and PLYP token have the same unit of $0.1. But during ICO, you can buy PIC token with 50% discount. ICO payout price is one PLYP for each 0.08 USD. It means that for each swapped 0.08 USD, you'll receive one PLYP. Just to sum up, so during ICO, if you participate with $1,000, you will get 20,000 PIC tokens, and as a bonus, you will receive 12,500 PLYP. Later, when we go live, this PLYP can be used to play the games. You can trade them, and also you can swap them to USDT on our blockchain online casino on PIC. In this way, those who participate in ICO in the early stage of introducing our ecosystem can recover the principle of ICO investment. And by receiving a big amount of PLYP tokens, the principle of investment is more than recovered, actually. So the point is you can recover your investment only by using your bonuses and keep untouched your purchase PIG tokens. And once we list our PIG token on exchange, you can trade to USDT with higher price, of course.
Mm-hmm. So one of the features of that process of getting or cashing out into USDT is called the bank swap. Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, so bank swap is a service provided by our online blockchain casino and PIG. So users can exchange their PLIP tokens or points to USDT via this bank swap. And I should mention that the 30% of the casino daily profit will be allocated to bank swap. And all the details will be publicly available. And actually, the swap procedure is super easy and very user-friendly.
And can you tell us about the choice for USDT as the withdrawal mechanism?
First of all, it's very convenient from user perspective because it's stable, it has no volatility. And one of the options is that when we go public and list our token on cryptocurrency exchanges, we list on the USD market. And from user perspective, it's very convenient.
Yeah, it helps them cash out in a stable, right? A stable coin so they can keep their dollar value.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So can you tell us about the future plans for PIGSwap? You know, whether expansions, partnerships, you know, more services that you're going to launch, you know, everything that you have planned for, 2024 and beyond.
Of course. So once we go live, by going live, I mean, after we have grand open of our blockchain online casino and PIG, starting from Uganda and Kenya and following our global compliance strategy, we are planning to keep enforcing our global presence by licensing in our jurisdictions. In terms of PIG token, it will be constantly audited by acknowledged auditors and keep being listed on global cryptocurrency exchanges. And speaking of partnership, we have already concluded a number of great partnerships with top gaming providers such as Pragmatic Play, Evolution, No Limit City, Big Time Game, etc., etc. And you can enjoy their games on our platform once we go live. And I should mention that we are constantly looking at holding events, especially to try and get people involved. And we're also looking at AMAs, social media events, and we are always pushing that side to try and make sure people understand what PIG is about and try to encourage them to get involved as well. So on February 28th, we will start a series of events on our blockchain online casino on PIG. So please visit our website and enjoy the games for free.
So thank you, Alex, for taking the time and, coming over to explain everything about NPIG. And anyone that wants to keep, following up, and, we'll have the website and the social media linked in the description. Thank you, Alex.
Of course. Thank you, Avi. It was very nice to talk to you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, and good luck with going public.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to the Bitcoin.com News Podcast. Follow us for more interviews with the most interesting leaders, founders, and investors in the fields of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, NFTs, and the metaverse.